Well, hello. This is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. Welcome. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Podbean servers, but you must be 21 to join. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform and on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Well, welcome. I see that I have my special guest already in the room. Say hello. Michelle? I am not hearing you. Oh, no. Tell me we're having technical difficulties already. Well, can anybody out there in the audience hear us? I'm still not hearing you, Michelle. Let me send you another. There we are. I hear you now.
Wonderful.
Yay.
Hello, everyone.
So, why don't you go ahead and start off by introducing yourself and telling everybody who you are and where to find you.
Absolutely. I am the melodious and sometimes malefic goddess Michelle. You can find me over on themastermatrix.com. You can also find me on just about all the socials, I think, at this point. I'm over on X at The Divine Me. And I'm also on Blue Sky at themastermatrix.bsky.social. You can also find me on our internal Enchantrix community.net social website, social media. You can find me on there at Michelle C. And okay. If you don't know about that, just let me and Krista know. We can hook you up and get you set up on there. Just reach out to us.
That's right. We love to get on new people and all that good stuff. Well, tonight we are going to be having all kinds of oral fun, Goddess Michelle.
Ooh, yes. I'm so excited about this. My mouth is already watering.
Oh, me too. And to get your mouth even more watering, well, here is tonight's drink. It is called Mott's Oral Surprise, or Oral Delight, not Surprise. And, well, he is the one that requested this show. So, well, this drink has 2 ounces of Bacardi spiced rum, 3 ounces of Mott's All Spice Apple Cider, 1 ounce of fresh squeezed lemon juice, a tablespoon of maple syrup, and a dash of orange bitters. You put that in a shaker, shake it vigorously, and then you strain into fresh ice on in a rocks glass and enjoy the hell out of it. I garnish it with a couple of apple slices and a cinnamon stick.
That sounds tasty, Krista.
Yes, it is.
This is an ingenious drink.
It is very good. As a matter of fact, I'm drinking one right now.
Oh, how is it?
Oh, it is delicious. And it is potent. It is potent as well.
That seems to be a common thread with all of your drinks.
Demi owns me. Mott. Tina. Who else we got in here? Oh, we have LDW's new mistress, Aurora, visiting us tonight.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. In so many ways, Aurora.
Yes. And I have been posting a few little funny things in the chat already, and just to get the mood set. Because this is not just about blowjobs. This is right. About oral sex altogether. We're going to find out if you can perform. And if you can't, well, we're going to give you some tips on how to make it a little bit better.
Yeah. Help maximize those oral skills.
Yes.
Because they make them for a lot.
We might even discuss a few of the benefits for oral sex.
Ooh, I like that. Laura
says, I was just telling someone oral fixations are more than just lollipops and cigarettes. Exactly. Exactly. And I have been known to have an oral fixation myself more than once. How about you, Michelle?
Oh, absolutely. It's a necessity at this point.
Oh, God, yes. And what's so fun about oral sex is it can fit into the No Nut November, because what you can do is you can just get them right there and then say, okay, I'm done for the night. Have a wonderful evening.
Hell yes. Get someone else off. It'll help make No Nut November go by so much quicker.
Yes, it will. Yes, blue balls, Ma. Get used to them. And they probably are going to get bigger than that, too. Oh. And much more blue.
You need two big hot blue soccer balls on there, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Some blue orbs. But anyway. So, with oral sex, there are so many things to do with that. One of the main things is that in order to be able to enjoy and actually perform correctly, you have to communicate with your partner.
Yes. 100%.
Just because you do something to somebody else does not mean it's going to work on me, Michelle, Aurora, any of the other women, or if you're giving head, what feels good to one guy may not feel good to somebody else.
Exactly. And like, if you're going to use your teeth, please ask before you do. Yeah.
Yes. Because there's nothing that pisses us ladies off more than to get us right there and then do something different and mess it all up. Because No Nut November does not apply to the ladies.
100%. It does not. We are not included in that.
No. We get to come whenever the fuck we want to come.
Amen.
And multiple times if we want.
Ooh, especially multiple times.
And Buttcake Dave, will there be cum? If you do it right, almost always. Unless you're doing like what we were just discussing before you come into the room, which is the fun thing about oral, especially for us ladies, is that we can get you right there and we can pretty much tell when you're getting really close. And then we can just roll over and tell you, well, I hope you sleep well.
Tuck them in.
Yeah, that's right.
With that frustration.
There'll be more tomorrow. Just think, you know, just because I give you head once does not mean that that's the only time, unless you are horrible.
I know. Oh,
then it might be a one-time deal. It might be a one-off. But for the most part, if I'm sucking your dick, oh, I'm going to do it again tomorrow and probably the next day.
Yeah, especially if I was able to figure out how to make you blow your stack.
Oh, yeah.
Which means I'll be able to do it quicker next time and maybe more often.
And it's even more fun if I know how to make you blow your stack, but don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, train them real good so that they last longer.
Yes.
It's one of the benefits of this.
We're gonna talk about fellatio. Mm-hmm. Which is the act of sucking a cock. And we're also going to talk about cunnilingust, which is the art of eating pussy. Now, both of these things are not to be done badly. There's enough other things that you can fail at sexually, but this is not one of them.
Yeah, you got to nail it.
Yeah, these are things, and if your skills are not up to par, well, we're going to get them up there, aren't we, Michelle?
Yes, we are. That's what we're here for, to help you get the best out of your sexual experiences. And that includes getting other people off, too, mainly. Especially for
prisoner says, how to blow my stack, just touch it.
Oh,
man. Hey, Maria's got you under control, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. We can just blow whenever she, like, waves her fingers.
And Mott says, shout out to pussy eating. Well, Mott, it's not just about the pussy eating. You got to be able to suck dick, too.
Yep.
Most of my subbies like both. So, if you're wanting to learn, I am willing to teach.
It's like our favorite thing to do.
K. Marie would disagree with that, huh? That you're not under her control? Well, we're going to have to do something about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to tell K. Marie. You're going to get it, prisoner.
Yeah. You don't have a name of prisoner to K. Marie and not be under her control.
I know, right?
The way it is. So, why don't you? I want to start off with some fun, naughty shit. So,
my favorite kind of shit.
Why don't you tell me one of your worst experiences with oral sex? You can either be by giving or receiving. I'm gonna bet that it was receiving because I bet you are phenomenal.
Girl, I think I may have told you about this recently. I think I told you about it. I was letting an older gentleman go down there and visit the Pussy Palace. And, you know, his finger game was on point. We made out beforehand. So I kind of figured that the oral skills were going to be up to par. So I let him, you know, lifted up the skirt, let him go down there. He slipped the panties to the side, got into it. And I referenced this earlier too, but he put his teeth on the lips of my pussy. And it did not feel good. It was very shocking. And I about nearly, you know, smothered this guy between my thighs. I wasn't trying
to. Good job.
But when you put your teeth on somebody's no-no places, that's you run that risk.
Aurora says, nope, nah, nope.
Girl, yes. Yes, nope.
Hey, and everybody seems to agree in the room. Everybody says, no biting the vagina lips.
Thank you. I don't know who told these gentlemen that this was a good thing to do. Aurora, but no, it's a horrible idea. Thank you for
yes,
the support.
Yes, it is. Very bad. And Aurora says, teeth on the clitty ends access to kitty.
Word. I'm giving you all the dap emojis, girl. Yes.
That's right. Every one of them. Well, I am going to share mine. And mine didn't actually happen to me. I was with another guy that was giving head to another guy. And he was telling me how wonderful he could suck dick, that he was like better than any woman that he had ever met. And he proceeds to go down on my boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And all I hear was a, stop. No. Evidently, he didn't know how to open his mouth wide enough, and he was doing the old teeth drag up and down the shaft.
No.
Teeth on the cock is no good either, guys.
Keep your teeth to yourself, people. Yes, oh, that's awful.
Tongues are acceptable. Lips are acceptable.
Perfectly.
Teeth are never acceptable in oral sex. Just keep that in mind. That's why they say the best blowjobs come from a toothless hooker.
I like that saying. Oh, my God.
And if you cannot give a blowjob like a toothless hooker, you need to work on your game.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Greatest advice I got about performing fellatio was from the wonderful porn star actress, Katie Morgan. She gave the best advice on how to do it. She said, whenever we get into that portion, I will drop her tip because it changed everything for me.
Okay. Well, I have a porn star that I mimic my skills off of as well.
You too? Yay!
Her name is Little Oral Andy. That bitch can suck a, she could suck a telephone pole.
she could suck the corn right off the cob.
Oh, and take every inch of it. I believe that bitch could suck a golf ball through 50 foot of garden hose.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. She gives the most incredible blowjobs. Oh, my God. Matter of fact, watching her give a blowjob made me want to have a dick so she could suck mine.
Oh.
That good. Oof. And I kind of figure if she can suck a dick that good, she can probably work over a pussy like there is nobody's business.
Oh, yeah. Wear that sucker like a mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it. I'm telling you. Complete and full facial. Oh, so does anybody out in the audience? Oh, prisoner, of course. After I said, you know, a toothless hooker, he comes up with, or a 70-year-old grandmother. Well, you know, she probably has some experience. And experience does make up a lot of your skill.
Yes, it does.
And I had a coach back when I swam that used to, correct anybody that said practice makes perfect. That is not a true statement. Perfect practice makes perfect.
There you go. Smart coach.
Exactly. So you could be practicing horribly on whatever toy you decide that you're going to learn how to do it on. Mm-hmm. And trust me, if you're not doing it correctly from the start, well, then you're never going to get it.
Very true. Something is not going to fit out.
Not going to last a whole show. And prisoner says, hang in there. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, we know you can make it, Mont. You can do it.
That's right. We want those balls to get so blue that they are azul blue.
Man, I want those balls to be visible through his pants when he's like going to work and doing errands.
That's right. That's it.
Pump exactly. Those balls up.
Yep.
Deep breaths.
Watermelon size.
Oh, if only.
Even the shape. I don't even care if it's the shape of the watermelon. All right. Let's, I tell you what, before we actually start talking about skill sets, mm-hmm. why don't we dive in to some of the benefits to oral sex.
Ooh, I love that. Yes.
Mm.
So many good benefits. The one I'd like to mention is stress relief.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to help relieve stress. You recognize your partner or whoever you're playing with that particular day is, you know, maybe they're having a rough one. And especially here during No Nut November, you could be stress relief. For someone with, for someone who's going through it. So that's one I would like to mention very much so. And lowering the blood pressure along with that.
Well, it does. It has many benefits. One is it enhances pleasure sexually for other activities.
Yes. Like an appetizer, a little aperitif.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you all are not performing foreplay before you go and stick your dick in something, then I can already tell you that you're not doing what you need to be doing. I don't care if you have a 10-inch dick. If you are not doing foreplay first, you're failing miserably.
Yes. And the idea that men don't need it too is a little wild to me too. You're right.
Oh, yeah. And I do believe in reciprocation. The better you eat me, the better I'm going to give you a better blowjob. If you suck at eating my pussy, I'm going to show you just how bad a blowjob can be.
Krista gonna make them pay.
Oh yeah, we're either gonna be all in, or we're gonna both suck, and I don't mean in a good way. Another one of the benefits is intimacy.
Yes, the bonding that happens. Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
There's nothing more intimate than fucking. That's, you know, that's complete intimacy. Mm-hmm. But somebody that actually does really good at giving you oral sex, that is a very intimate connection.
It very much is, because you're in such a vulnerable spot, you know. And again, mm-hmm. teeth are right there. So and having somebody,
it is another form of kissing. It really is.
What was that? I didn't hear you. Sorry.
It's another form of kissing.
It really is. That's why I always try to precede oral with kissing, because that gives you like such a good indication on it. At least if they're a good kisser, you know, you can work with them. You know, yes. Even if they're a little bad at kissing, you can always slow somebody down, show them how you like it. And if they reciprocate, great. That all systems are go. Let them down there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that are in a relationship, oral sex helps the quality of the relationship.
Yes. It really does. Because I don't know why, but I always feel like extra loved and cared about whenever somebody goes down on me and they do a really good job at it.
Yes.
And they make me feel safe enough to let go. I appreciate that so much, and I want to reciprocate it.
Of course. Absolutely. And now this kind of blends all of this together. When you are performing oral sex, be it sucking dick, eating pussy, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Don't do it because you're expected to do it. Do it because you want to do it.
Yes, enthusiasm.
Eagerness, mm-hmm. all of those. And here's another little piece of advice. I learned this a long, long time ago. When you are either sucking that cock or eating that pussy, worship it. Make it like it is the greatest thing that you have ever done for anybody. And I promise you, you will not fail.
Amen. Straight from the goddess's mouth to your ears. Worship it. And that's you worship right. us, we'll worship you.
That's right. I told a guy once that I'm sure you've had a lot of women suck your dick. But I promise you, you've never had a woman worship it like I'm getting ready to do. And I swear to God, he instantly got harder when I said that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he blew a stack. I was about to be like, girl, yes,
no,
it is.
No, he didn't do that. No, he was one of those that was incredible. So, yeah, I loved worshiping it myself.
Nothing better than a nice cock.
And I tell you what, after I give him the blowjob of his life, that man showed me exactly what he was meant to do with his tongue.
Yeah, he did.
And it's not talk. Mm. Oh, one of my favorite lines from any movie was Braveheart. When the princess and her little handmaiden was together, mm-hmm. and the handmaiden told the princess that they were talking about a man, and they said that she said that I am sure he knows what to do with his tongue, and it's not talk.
That's a glowing endorsement if ever I heard one.
I love that line. Hi, Jeannie.
Hey there, Jeannie.
Oh, we haven't got to the actual how-tos yet. We're just doing benefits yet.
Yeah, yes, we'll get there. But thank you.
But I promise you, that is like number one on my list. Mm-hmm. If you are not giving eye contact, then how do I know if you're actually down there doing what you're supposed to be doing? And you're enjoying it, because I really don't want you down there licking my pussy because you think you're supposed to.
And I try to maintain eye contact, but if you're doing a good job, my eyes are rolling back in my head. So
yes.
Sorry.
But I want you looking up at me. So when my eyes roll back, I can see you.
Yeah. Oh,
Oh, it's okay, Jenny. You come in and good. Wasn't sure where we were at. We were talking about the benefits of oral sex first.
Mm-hmm.
And we also was talking about the worst or the best that you've ever had. So if anybody in the audience has a story you would like to share, oh, I'll gladly put it out there.
Oh, yes. This is a safe space to share all your nasty little secrets with us.
Yes. We have no judgments. We are all about the fun and the pleasure. So
100%.
First shocker plus oral. Yes.
Oh, girl. Oh, that sounds incredible. I like that too.
And now let's progress to what makes a good blowjob. We'll work on the what makes a good pussy eater in a little bit. But first off, what is it that makes a good blowjob? You have any input there, Michelle?
Well, I like to think the thing that makes a good blowjob is that there's like a good back and forth. Like, I'm doing what I'm doing to you, and you're giving me good feedback. Like, those breathless yeses, or like you tell me to hold on and I can back up, we can establish a rhythm. That's what I would think would be. Oh man, I forgot the question right in the middle. Gosh, this has me so tuned up.
What makes a good blowjob?
Well, I can't really speak from the perspective of someone who's had one.
Right.
Except for like if somebody is, you know, if I have a strap on and somebody's, you know, doing that for me. I like whenever they are worshiping my cock. I love that. So I would think that would be a part that makes it a really good one, is that somebody's telling you that they enjoy, you know, your bits and that they want to keep doing it. And that they want to do it more, and that they want you to, you know, work those hips a little harder. I would think those things make a
good All right. Voice. Now, here's what the experts say. And before I read off what the experts say, I'm going to tell you what I think gives the best as far as experience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from my point of view and witnessing what the reactions are. Number one, as Jeannie had mentioned, good eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is communication. Because one guy likes a certain thing does not mean that everybody likes that same thing.
Very true.
So find out what your lover or your fuck or whatever you're doing, what he enjoys. Number three, lots and lots of tongue. Swirl that tongue like you mean it, girl. And number four, lots and lots of slobber. If you're giving a pristine, oh, I don't want to get anything on me blowjob, you suck. And not in a good way.
No.
And if you don't have drool running down onto your boobs or your chest, dripping from your chin, well, you're not worshiping for one, and you're not blowing for another. Mm-hmm. And I saw a meme earlier. It said that it was Chong. I love Chong, by the way. Chong's one of my heroes. Not so much Cheech, but I love Chong.
Oh, Tommy Chong. I didn't know who you were talking about for a minute there, girl. Yes.
He said, it's not blowing, bitch. It's sucking.
Yes. 100%. I love how you put that.
Yes. So, go ahead.
When you were saying the bit about, you know, if you're not slobbering, then you're not doing it right. I was just thinking also, if there aren't like little tears running from the sides of your eyes, then you you're not into it.
That's right. That's why I make my subbies that suck dick, I make them wear mascara. Not the good kind. The kind that actually
lines.
Because if I don't see slut lines running down your cheeks, bitch, you aren't sucking dick good enough.
Oh, I like that. Slut lines. Love it. I'm using that.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind.
If you don't slut lines when you're sucking dick. Oh, you're not doing it right.
Yep. If that lipstick isn't smeared, like the makeup needs to be getting ruined.
That's not cruel. That's fun.
That's the best fun. I thought that's why a lot of people put on makeup before they had sex, was to ruin it.
Well, yeah. Well, I wear, for the most part, I wear the non-running mascara, but sometimes I will put on the cheaper stuff just so I can get those slut lines, because there is nothing hotter than a girl looking up at you, those eyes watering, those pretty little slut lines running down your cheek as she's got a mouth full of your dick. Now, come on, you got to admit, you got to love that.
Lord, yes.
So that is mine. And here's what the experts say. And I think we're pretty close to being right with the experts. Communication, patience, and incorporating a variety of techniques and sensory elements.
Ooh.
Now, to add to that, I am a big fan of, if I'm sucking your dick, I want to be able to play, well, let's say I want to play a few holes of fun time. I want to be able to explore other areas.
Yes.
While I'm sucking your dick, because there's nothing better, I have been told, than to have multiple sensory areas being stimulated.
Very true.
And you see, I was gonna say with toys.
Oh yeah, you do love your toys very, very much.
Yes, butt stuff, Mont. And all you people that are, I don't think there's anybody in here that is, but if you're homophobic, stop it.
Thank you.
If you have a woman sucking your dick, how can you possibly be a homo?
Right?
She's and there's got your dick wrong with that, enough. Even Let if you are. That ass too. Trust me, you're going to love it.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
All I was going to say with positioning and kind of mixing it up and giving access to other sensitive areas, you know, I'm a goddess and I do love being worshipped. You know, if you have a nice beard and I'm sucking your cock, I'm going to plop right down on that beard while I'm doing it. Because that is a really nice sensory experience, not just for you, because you get the pleasure of being so close to my bits, but also because it feels really good whenever that, like, those beard and facial hairs, like, rub up against you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially along your thighs.
Now, I am going to preface that. A beard, not 5 o'clock shadow.
Thank you. Yes, a nice lush beard. Full.
Yes. 5 o'clock shadow is like rubbing sandpaper on my thighs. I'm not into that.
Oh, yeah. And if you have a smooth face, oh, I'm going to be rubbing up against that too, which I know is an incredible sensory experience for both of us there. All that smooth skin on smooth skin.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about sensory experiences.
Yes. But sensory experiences can be more than just having your dick sucked. So open yourself up to exploration. And Prisoner made a good point. Nipple play.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The more areas that you can stimulate while you're performing, the better it's going to be. And it also shows your partner that you are into it as well, because there is nothing that is better than knowing that your partner's enjoying what she's doing, or he. Even if it's, you know, it doesn't really matter. Hi, Ms. K. Marie. We're talking about oral pleasure and sucking dick, to be honest, right now.
I'm on it, K. Marie. Unless Chris is, but I'm on it.
Oh.
Hooking you up, sis.
Here, I got it. I've already got it.
Bam. Oh, awesome. Okay.
There we go.
She got you, girl.
That's right. She can't hear a word that we're saying, even though we just said it.
God, came
that sounds like me on that show psychic. That I had. That was that a couple of shows back when nobody could hear a word I was saying, but I was just talking and telling them how to fix it. Couldn't hear a word I'm saying, but what you need to do is click here and get rid of the cookies and do this and do that. And nobody could hear a word I was saying, but yeah.
What do they call that? What is it you always call it? Like a blonde moment.
Yeah, a blonde moment, brain fart, all kinds of different things. All right. Now, Michelle, this is a great time for you to talk about that porn star and what her techniques were.
Oh, yes. I love it because it's so straightforward and simple. So what she said to do, the lovely Miss Katie Morgan, oh, I miss her so much. She said to take your top lip, open your mouth, and pull it down over your teeth. Okay. So you kind of sound like this. All right. And then you stick out your tongue as far as you can get it. And you're going to look silly and a little wild, but that's okay. Because sometimes the best foods, they look a little strange on the plate.
Yes.
So then what you do, and this is for people who are, you know, of course, performing fellatio. So after you stick your tongue out like that, place the head of their cock on your tongue and slide it in. And since your tongue is out like that, it kind of leaves your mouth open in such a way that you can get like maximum inches inside of your mouth without gagging.
Ooh, very nice.
She also said it increases like the drooling factor, getting everything nice and wet.
Oh yes. Like I said, if you don't have drool down on your boobs or your chest, mm-hmm. and dripping off of your chin. Come on now.
And you're right, Aurora. Don't forget the frenulum. That's that little space underneath the head of the cock in the front. Mm-hmm. And if you're doing this trick, you want to glide that over the tip of your tongue and into your mouth because it gives it like maximum like pressure. And it's like the right amount of pressure when you do it that way. But yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Do not forget the frenulum.
That's right. Now, Miss Michelle had her favorite. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit about mine. And if you have not watched this woman suck a dick, you need to go download some porn and look at her. Her name is Little Oral Andy. I'm typing it in now. A-N-D-I. This woman is by far, I watched her, a friend of mine told me about her a few years back, and I watched one of her videos, and I was like, holy shit, I am not letting a porn star be able to suck a dick better than me. So I went out and got some very large rubber dildos. Because, well, the thing that she can do is she effortlessly takes every inch, and I have not seen a cock gag this woman yet. When I was telling you earlier that this bitch could deep throat a telephone pole, I'm pretty sure she could. At least a baseball bat.
You weren't exaggerating. Ooh, you weren't exaggerating.
Oh, my God. And she gives them nice and wet, which is another thing that I am a very big fan of. She does a lot of tongue action. Ooh. And she never really said, you know, she never gave a how-to explanation like Katie Morgan did. Mm-hmm. But if you watch and just watch a couple of her videos, you will exactly know what I'm talking about. Like I told you earlier, she gives such a good blowjob. I wanted to grow a dick so she could suck mine.
Oh, the penis envy was real when you watched her. I get it.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at her right now. Get a bitch.
And, you know, she's a bigger girl, but she's mm-hmm. real pretty. She's a pretty blonde with blue eyes, which I already envy because I love blue eyes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and she does make a lot of contact, a lot of eye contact. Now, moving on to something that us girls are really, really into, having our pussies licked and done. Ooh, yes. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm inspired to make a playlist after this.
give guys some advice there, Michelle. Tell them what they need to know.
Well, just like the people with penises enjoy our hands on their penises at the same time that we're licking their penises, we want you to do that to us too. Use those hands gently. Take those thumbs and gently brush the outside before you lick it or as you lick it to make it wetter. Be gentle when you spread things open. You know, explore with your tongue, but go slow. Just like you don't want us, you know, pawing and licking extra hard and extra fast because you want to be able to catch your breath and enjoy what we're doing, we want the same thing. Best bit of advice that I can give you while you're down there is be enthusiastic, because you want to feel like being enthusiastic with you. Be enthusiastic while you're down there too. Also, get used to instructions and don't take it as offense, because we're just trying to help you do a good job, because you want to pleasure us, right? Just like we want to pleasure you. So those are my little tips for
very
better
good. As she was saying, be gentle. You don't want us nut punching you, so don't do it to us. And the other thing is, watch our body language.
Yes.
If you're not doing something right, you should actually be able to tell. And at that point, it's not against the rules to say, is there something I could do that would be better for you?
Ooh, and yeah. Ooh, I like that.
If the woman is not a sexual prude, she's going to tell you, yeah, right here. And honestly, guys, it's not all about the clit. It's around the clit. That, for me, anyway. If you get dead on my clit, it's like, well, it feels good,
leg
but
lock.
It's not going to ever do anything.
You're going to get
sometimes
leg locked.
You got to move just a little off of it, and then you will experience exactly what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Kay Marie, body worship. And Jeannie was kind of touching on that a little bit with the nuzzling and the inner thighs. Yes, that too is body worship.
Yes. Yes. And don't just dive down. Like you're diving into the deep end. Start at my neck. Work your way down to my breast. Kiss my belly. Tease that pussy. Don't actually just jump right in. Maybe graze across it. Get to my thighs. Work your way down my legs. Body worship, guys.
And see, I like being on my tummy when I get it, because I really do like having my ass worshipped and my back.
Well, that too.
I mean, you do some
we
of that
have two
work.
Holes down there, so make sure you pay equal attention.
Yes.
Yes. So that is my advice. And then the experts say, again, number one, communication. There, like I told you. If she is not reacting to what you're doing in a way that you think she should, stop. Be nice and just ask, is there something I can do different? Is there something that you like more? Don't be a dick about it. Be sweet, and I guarantee you she'll be sweet as well. And she'll guide you in the right direction. And then, again, using a variety of techniques. And focus on her pleasure. This is not a race. This is not, who can get who off fastest. And here's another little pointer. It's really hard to find because most porn is geared towards men.
Yeah.
But if you can find an actual real lesbian porn, watch the women. They do not just dive in. It's a lot of caressing, a lot of kissing, a lot of intimacy, a lot of touching, feeling, getting each other in the mood.
Yes.
Trust me, the longer you take with floor play, the better sex is going to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's my other little tip for all of you that have a tiny little dick. Get real, real good at licking pussy. And, well, she may still want to go out and get a big dick every once in a while, but she'll stick with you because she will enjoy what you do to her.
Right? Give her a reason to come home.
Exactly. But if you suck at eating pussy and you have a little dick, well, you might as well just go ahead and go out and find you a really good chastity device, get you a pair of panties, and learn how to get fucked in the ass because that's all you are worth sexually.
Yeah. Take that pussy-free pledge I keep hearing so much about.
Yeah, because you're not doing any pussies any good if you're not eating pussy good and you have a little dick. So that's my advice to you. Either learn how to be really good. And I'm not talking about, you know, being able to make her come. I'm talking about making her want to have your tongue on her pussy. Because anybody can lick a pussy and make it come. But if you have a little dick, you better learn how to do it better than the next guy.
Exactly. Hold on a second, Krista. It looks like there is a little bit of a technical issue. I'll be right back.
Okay, not a problem. Yes, Jeannie, exactly. Exactly. Make her want you to lick her pussy. And before you do anything, like Michelle was talking about earlier about, you know, nibbling on her pussy lips, don't do any of that stuff unless you ask her, because there might be some freak out there that says, oh yeah, chew on it. But don't ever just assume that she wants you to do that. Always ask. Ask for permission if you're going to do something out of the ordinary. Again, pay very close attention to her body language. When those hips start moving and she starts grinding, guess what? You're probably in the right direction and you're moving towards the right thing. So, and this is important for the girls. When you're getting your pussy eaten and it is feeling good, express your enjoyment. It affirms to the guys or the girl that you're with that they're doing a good job and that they're in the right place. Don't just lay there and enjoy it. Express your enjoyment.
Yes, and I'm back, and I wanted to agree with you enthusiastically, because that too is body worship, is when somebody is going down on you, you reciprocate what you're feeling and let them know, oh, that is fantastic, mm-hmm. Keep going.
Yes, exactly. Oh, and one other thing about the blowjobs. Guys, give a little bit of heads up. Don't just shoot a load of sperm down her throat without giving her a chance to prepare for it, or him a chance to prepare for it. Don't just go ahead and give him the cream filling. Don't do that. Little tap on the head. Yeah, exactly. A little tap on the head, Mott. Yes, just, you know, a little heads up is wonderful. You don't have to, like, make a big production of it. Just enough to let everybody know.
So, amen.
Now we're going to move into the mutual side of oral sex. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
69.
Yes.
Yay! I went. What did I win?
67, and I owe you two, right, Jenny?
Right. Jenny?
I go for the 72, ooh, or you owe me three.
Right. Ooh, I like that one.
Yep. I'm more of a 72 girl than a 67.
Oh, just twice? I mean.
Excuse me. That's what happens when you take too big of a drink and it goes down the wrong pipe.
Ooh, I'm glad you're okay, bestie.
Oh, I'm fine. That's, you know, occupational hazards of drinking on the job.
You're so lucky that you get to, you know what I mean?
I know, isn't this wonderful?
The best job ever.
Not only is it acceptable, but it's encouraged.
Yeah. Have those drinks. Do that shot. You know you want to. Give in. Just like you should be giving in to 69 anytime that you can.
Yes. Now, there are some really set rules for 69ing mm-hmm. that I have. Do you have any set rules, bestie?
You know, I have one. Join me in the shower before we do it.
Okay.
That's really it. Oh, and make out with me after. If you're not going to make out with me after, nope, we're not doing that again.
Yeah. Yeah. I want make out time. I want clean. Yeah. I don't, this goes for even me sucking your dick. Wash mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
Wash your nasty ass, as Willow would say.
Yes. Yes. Just Goddess Willow. I called her goddess, but she is a goddess giving us that knowledge. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She always, that's one of her first things is wash your nasty ass.
Because wash that ass.
Wash that ass.
Wash your hands and wash that hole.
My thing is if we're going to 69, you best not lose focus. Just because I'm sucking your dick does not mean that you get to like, forget what you're doing. Because what you're doing directly corresponds with what I'm going to do to you.
Yeah.
And if you don't want a nut punch, don't leave me hanging. I'm down there in a very sensitive area. This is not a place for you to be fucking around and doing bad things.
No, it is not. Oh. And, you know, just because, you know, I might look like a delicate flower, it does not mean that I cannot, you know, squash that head like a melon between these thighs. And you're right down there, so don't tempt me.
That's right.
That's unless you like that. Because I know there are some people that like
that's her problem, that she loses focus. Well, you know what, Kay Marie, you being the woman, it's almost acceptable. That's fine. I'm not. Now, if me and you are having some fun time, I might have to give you a nice little swat on that ass to remind you that you have a job to do as well.
Oh. I'll take some of those ass snacks.
Yes. But now, just remember with 69ing, it's, in my opinion, that is kind of a warm-up. It's not an end-all. I don't like 69ing as an end-all. I want the one-on-one, you know, where you're actually focusing on me and then I will focus on you. Because I know that when things get to feeling really good, you can lax on your end of things. And there, you know, I made a big deal about, you know, focus. And I mean it, but I also understand that sometimes it just feels so good.
Yes.
You lose focus and you just enjoy the pleasure. And that's fine too. But 69 should never, in my opinion, be the end all of the oral sex. That should be a beginning point. Get each other worked up, lathered up, and then you go to town and do what you do best.
See, I look at 69 as kind of like a transition into the, you know, harder penetrative things.
Okay.
But it can, if you know how to get me off that way, like, in, you know, via my pussy, if you know how to do that, then, it may just be an end all for me, because I also get overstimulated.
Oh.
So we may have to stop for a little bit.
For me? I want you to make me come 69ing. Mm-hmm. I want you to make me come licking my pussy. One, you know, you focusing on me. I want you to make me come with your dick. I want you to make me come with your fingers. And then when you get it all done and you still think that I need more, I have a drawer full of toys for you to make me come.
That is fucking awesome.
I do not.
I can only achieve multiple orgasms under certain conditions. Like, that's just how my body is.
I am multi-orgasmic and I want them all. I know everybody has heard me say this. Yep. I don't like to choose whether or not I'm going to come this way or this way. I want it all. I want both. It's not an either or for me. I want both.
Like a true hedonist. This is why I look up to you so much, bestie.
Marie
had a question for us.
Oh, what is it? Read it.
Question for my mistress friends. Guy on top or lady on top for 69? I'm going to be real with you, Kay Marie. I'm going to be real with you. I like them both, but like if I'm feeling dominant, I'm going to be on top.
I want to be on top because I can control his cock and I can control me grinding.
Yep.
So I am, if we're going to 69, I want to be on top.
Yeah. And now, embracing the full switchiness of this mistress, I sometimes like being more submissive and having the guy on top. I'm a lot stronger than people think I am. What was that, Krista? Sorry.
I was getting ready to say that as well. Now, if I have a guy that is, well, he's a man.
Well, oh, he got that energy. Yeah.
I want, you know, there are times that I want him to get on top and just face fuck the fuck out of me while I, while he licks my pussy. I love that. But, you know, for the most part, my go-to is me getting on top. That way I got more control of how everything is running. But like I said, there's nothing like being throat fucked by a real man. Oh my God.
Having those tits grabbed while they do it.
Yes. Grab them nipples and give them a nice little twerk while you shove that cock down my throat. Fuck yeah.
And if they have like a good stroke game, you know, where like they really know how to work those hips, because pounding is great, but it's also really nice whenever they can like work their hips and like hit all those spots in your throat.
Yeah, because all that does, when he when he does that, it gives you that mental image of what he's going to do to that pussy.
Girl, and that's why I always have a mirror set up so I can, like, look, peek around. Ooh, yeah. Because, like, I want multiple angles, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So if they're down there, I want to see their head from the back because, you know, you get to see that motion. And, of course, with me looking down and seeing what they're doing. Mercy.
Oh, God, yes.
Mercy! And
mirrors. Oh, God, I love. I used to have a waterbed that had the canopy with the mirrors on it because I am a freak. I love watching. I love watching when a guy does his thing.
Yeah, those kids working. Girl.
Oh, teabagging. Yes, definitely. If you're not teabagging when you're sucking dick, you're not doing a good job.
Right? Like, those things need to be lathered.
Those jewels need attention just as much. And here's one of my rules. Never, ever pay attention to one more than the other, because one might get jealous.
Yes.
Same way with nipples. Same way with boobs.
If they come in
same
a pair.
Way with thighs. Don't ever let one get jealous. Oh, yes. So make sure you pay equal attention. And that spot underneath the balls is a very, very fun place to play too. That's why they have to wash their nasty ass, because you don't want the old Femunda.
And that smell sticks. So yeah, please wash it.
Yes.
Please, please. And I don't be trusting them, so I always want to get them in the shower with me. Come on in.
There you go. Yep. Now, I've had, after I get to know somebody, I am a little less, you know, you have to take a shower before we do anything, because I know that they did. But yeah, definitely. Shower before is always a good call. They don't call it the taint for nothing. That's right.
That's brother
says that he's willing to shower with you, Michelle.
Oh, with me? Oh, that's what he meant. Okay. Well, I think we have fun in there, prisoner, but only with Kay Marie's permission and if she's present.
Yes. My shower is big enough for all of us. So come on. I've got one of those showers that's got six heads pointing in different directions. So it's like a car wash.
I would never leave home if I had a shower like that.
My house down in Mississippi had it, so I had to have this one retro. I never had that before. And oh my God. And it does have the removable wands on both ends of the shower. So you can get up under, you know, get your undercarriage real good too.
I love how you called it the undercarriage.
Well, does anybody have any closing questions?
Oh yeah, we're all ears.
Yep. I'm glad to answer any kind of closing questions before we call it a night. No, Ma, you cannot come yet. If you have to ask, then you're not ready. I would see a more of a begging, not an asking. Okay, Marie says nope too. How about you, Michelle? Are you going to chime in?
I'm trying to follow because we have a competing chat. But what was okay. It that I'm missing here?
Can I come yet? I told him no, and then Kay Marie said nope.
No, that's another no. I'm with them. It's No Nut November, dude. What were you thinking?
That's right. Well, this has been extremely fun. I've enjoyed it. And so everybody knows, this was Mott's request. And I also had another person that did a request for an oral topic. So it kind of covers some of yours, but next week we'll cover in more detail some of the other things that you had.
Girl, there's a part two to this?
What? Well, there'll be a little bit. There's going to be a little bit of a part two. We'll recap some of the oral adventures, but there's another part of what they asked that we will get into next week.
Oh. Well, I'm committing now to be here because.
Okay.
Got to catch up. I got to do that.
You heard it first. I will have Goddess Michelle here on my show again next week. And this is an open invitation to any of the mistresses. Anytime you want to be on the show and actually talk and participate, just let me know and I'll send you a link. You have an open invitation whenever you want.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you, Krista.
I do love suggestions for shows. That does not only cover you listeners. It also covers the mistresses. So if you have something you would like to discuss, let me know. Mistresses can send in requests as well. It's not just for the listeners.
Ooh. I'm going to have to submit mine soon because I have an idea. Yep.
Ooh,
yes, Kay Marie.
I really do want. And if you do submit as a mistress, you don't have to show up to the show, but I would really like for you to be here and be live with me.
Yes, it's so fun chatting with the ladies around here because they're also cool and so funny. Oh, yes.
So many that are wonderful. We have so many wonderful mistresses here.
We're like the ultimate like girl group.
Well, when you're not traveling, Kay Marie, you just let me know. And if you submit you can submit a request and just tell me when you would like the show to air, and we can do it that way too. We don't have to be trapped down to, you were the next one that did put in a request. Mistresses always, always will be worked with because I know of your schedules. So anyway, that has been our oral show for tonight. Thanks for listening to Kinks and Beats. Oh, before I actually close this out, Michelle, would you please let everybody know how to find you again?
Yes, you can find me on my blog site, themastermatrix.com. You can also find me on X at The Divine Me, that's T-H-E-E. And you can also find me at themastermatrix.bsky.social. Another spot, if you want to see some of the crazy things that go on in my head, follow the Femdom Fridays socials because I run those.
Yes.
I'm on those socials. I'm at Femdom Fridays on X and at our femdom.fridays at, ooh, I'll have to put that one in the chat because it's a really long
one. Just post it.
But you can find me there if you want to see some of the nutty, kinky, femdommy stuff that I like to tweet about and talk about. Head over there.
And one other thing with Michelle, she and I do the late nights. So if you ever have this desire to have a two mistress call, we are your girls. We will take it to that dark place that you're afraid to go poke at night. And we will make it a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll put you to sleep or we'll help your day get started right since we're overnight.
That's right. That is right. Thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. We've had a lot of fun here tonight.
Yes, so much fun. Thank you again, Krista, for having me. This was wonderful.
Oh, not a problem. You can find us live every Saturday night, 9 p.m. on Podbean servers. But you must be 21 to drink, 21 to join, not drink. Well, you need that too. Listen to the replay every Sunday on our favorite podcast program, on our favorite podcast platform, or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Again, thank you all for coming, and everybody have a wonderful night and weekend.
Good night.
Bye-bye.